Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for February 25th, 2026. Today is Wednesday in the first week of Lent. This is a reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. And I, when I came to you, brothers and sisters, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Here ends the reading. As Paul recounts his time among the Corinthians, he reminds them of his chief message, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Paul emphasizes his own nervousness in making his argument for the gospel, and that while he was assisted by the Spirit, he recognizes that the content of his message was not with plausible words of wisdom. In other words, the message of the cross makes no common sense. As I reread this passage, I kept wondering what it meant for Paul to say and for the Corinthians to hear the words, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. By the time Paul arrived in Greece, decades had passed since the events of that first Good Friday. And by the time Paul writes his letter to the church at Corinth, even more time had passed. How is it that this simple and difficult and illogical message of Jesus Christ and Him crucified resonated so deeply with people from an entirely different culture than Jesus, and decades removed from His life and ministry? Whatever people may think about Jesus or His crucifixion, the fact remains that this was, and continues to be, a world-changing event, if for no other reason than the story's ability to capture people's hearts, minds, and imaginations. Think about it. Paul's first encounter with Jesus was a vision of the resurrected Lord. But as he learned about the faith, the crucifixion loomed large in the story. How could it not? The evidence for Paul and plenty of others that the crucifixion somehow demonstrated the wisdom of God was the reality that the story of the event continued to win converts to the way of Jesus. It's hard for plenty of 21st century people to imagine the power of this story. Even some Christians would prefer to skip over Good Friday on their way to Easter, but to do so is to ignore a key teaching of the faith. As I've been reflecting on Paul's contention that the cross, while seeming foolishness, is the wisdom of God writ large, I went back to a poem from Anglican priest Malcolm Gait. In the poem, Gait offers imagery which I find helpful in meditating on the power of the cross as a focal point for beginning to understand the great gift of God's salvation. Here's Gait's poem entitled Crucifixion. See, as they strip the robe from off his back and spread his arms and nail them to the cross, the dark nails pierce him and the sky turns black and love is firmly fastened onto loss. But here a pure change happens. On this tree, loss becomes gain, death opens into birth. Here wounding heals and fastening makes free. Earth breathes in heaven. Heaven roots in earth. And here we see the length, the breadth, the height, where love and hatred meet and love stays true, where sin meets grace and darkness turns to light. We see what love can bear and be and do. And here our Savior calls us to His side. His love is free, His arms open wide. The power of God, Jesus Christ, and Him crucified. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.